DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Iron Man, right? That's Ozzy, right?
You got it. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh, this segment, of course, brought to us by...
It's brought to us by CJ Tire and Auto. At CJ's Tire and Auto, you can save big on service and on thousands of tires. From all the top-tier brands you trust, CJ's isn't just about tires. They've got your whole ride covered.
All right, I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Visit CJ Tire and Auto today. Now you can go.
I'll take the blame for that one. I think we send the whole show in for the Marconi.
It's dizzy.
We got the debate. We got me annoyed at Jolly for thinking he beat me all those years ago. We got the Hugh bringing up stories of Hugh fighting his cousin 20 years ago.
Yeah, I fought it, yeah.
Whew, that was the story you told me to break. All right. Everyone's phone call we will get to this hour.
I'm a different person now, though, Joe.
What's that?
I'm a different person.
Yeah, I know. You've matured.
I'm matured.
You're grown most of the times you are. All right. We will get to all your phone calls. Your chances to win the tickets to the return of the mic coming up to Hard Rock Hotel and Casino January 23rd. Tickets are on sale right now. Ticketmaster.com. Look, I've been telling you about this all week. It's a great price. I'm sure it's going to be a great event. Let's learn more about it, though. We have the opportunity to talk to Iron Mike. Mike Tyson on with us. Tell us about his brand new show and the upcoming bout against Floyd Mayweather. Let's talk to Iron Mike Tyson.
Joining us next, we've been talking about this guy all week because you know why, Hugh. I mean, Return of the Mike is a show coming to the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. We've given away tickets all week long here, and now we get to talk to the guy himself who's going to be doing the show, Mike Tyson, on with us on the Midday Show with Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio. Mike, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Good seeing you guys.
You too. So tell us about the show. And our audience has been jumping at the chance to get your tickets. They're on sale right now, by the way, to get tickets to your show, Ticketmaster.com. Tell us about the show. Tell us about the Return of Mike.
Well, this is the Return of Mike because before we did Undisputed Truth, and it was about me and my life and pretty much just everything that happened in my life to the present day. And so we changed it around periodically, and now we decided to come back after a few years. And it's going to be the Return of the Mike. And it's going to be me doing a lot of introspective views about myself. We're going to talk about my fight. By the time I finish my show, I would have had three fights by now. Like Roy Jones, Jake Paul, and now it's going to be Floyd Mayweather. So by the time I finish my show, I would have had three fights by then.
So talk about that Floyd Mayweather fight a little bit. What made you decide to get in the ring with Floyd?
Because Floyd is talking a lot of shit, challenging me. I was minding my business.
It's a good reason.
I wasn't thinking about him. I was thinking about another way where we could invest more money in this and do this. I wasn't thinking about fighting enough. We were all happy about the Jake Paul fight. We said, man, we can never top this, man. How can we top this? Because right after the fight with Jake Paul, I got a serious drop. Boom, I crashed. And it was training for like almost a year, a little more than a year. It all stopped, and it was like depressing. I was really depressed. I said, how can we ever top this? Nobody could ever top this. We broke the whole television system. And this came up. I got to be careful what I ask for. I might get it, huh?
That does. All right, so tell us.
Listen, I wasn't expecting it. This guy just came out talking some mad
that sounds like Floyd.
I didn't say nothing to him or anything. I love Floyd. I don't know why he's talking crazy.
Well, I can't wait for it. So, Mike, take us through your training now. How is it different? How is it the same as years past? Do you train the same way, or have you adjusted that as time has gone on?
From the last fight with Roy Jones, I learned I have to constantly stay in shape. Even after I stopped training for that period, I have to get right back in shape because it's difficult now when you get. And I thought, listen, I was saying, hey, age is not but a number. But when you get a little older, you have to start. You have to prepare for training. You have to prepare to get in shape. You can't take time off like you normally did when you were younger. You got to constantly be training, mostly 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I can imagine that. So for you, let's talk about the show that people are going to go to. We're giving away these tickets. What's it like for you to be on stage? I mean, you lived on a stage in the boxing room, but this is a different kind of stage. Do you get nervous before you go up there?
I am very nervous. It's like a fight. I'm relaxed. I'm very confident. I've been doing this for years, and I've been very successful in it. This is going to be all new material, so I'm just looking forward to this being very successful because it's going to be about a lot of my lawsuits. It's going to be about my fights and Roy Jones and how I lost to a fucking YouTuber, and we had to resurrect that in some kind of way. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be your laugh. It's going to be very interesting.
No, I'm just saying. To hear you speak, I think that's the greatest thing about this show, Mike, is that it's going to be Mike Tyson unfiltered. And I think that's the beauty of you doing all of this because, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but I met you a while ago at Ohika Castle when he's up there for Big Daddy's golf tournament. And we were talking about being a vegan and stop eating meat.
Yes, yes. I eat meat periodically, especially when I'm selling it. And I periodically go from eating meat to not eating meat. It's just because I like to change my body function. Sometimes I like to crash. That's just my whole mentality. I'm a crash dummy.
No, we were talking about that. You were talking about how you were telling me how meat basically makes you aggressive and everything like that. Yeah, yeah.
Mike Tyson with us here. And coming up, so you have four of these. Rockford, Illinois, Cincinnati, Ohio, Hollywood, Florida, and the one in AC. So you get a little tour here with the Hard Rock. This is awesome. Four different shows you're going to do.
Last time I did it all around the world. I cooked it all over the world. It's very successful. People liked it. I'm very nervous about doing this because this is going to be new material, but it's going to be very explosive. You know, a caution, it was very graphic, and I might say some things, so you may think twice about bringing your children or something.
So, Mike, when you do these shows, and you do the shows on stage, and it's kind of going through your story, and do you write your material all out, or is it kind of like you just off get up the there, or is it off the cuff?
Listen, it's pretty much in my head. My wife writes it down so I can keep it periodically. Going periodically, but other than that, it's basic. My life, talking about my life.
You don't use a teleprompter, huh? This is just all you got.
No,
teleprompter. None of that.
It's no fun. Not fun with a teleprompter. Would it be fun?
I'm who you telling, Mike? I know. I
don't
do
read
it,
and I don't read that well
day.
As I remember. So I might stutter or something.
Hey, Mike, I stutter every day. Nothing wrong with that, man. Yes. I do that every day on the air.
So I would be very disastrous if I had to read something.
No, I think it's better this way. Off the cuff, be yourself. Hard Rock Live. So the Hollywood, Florida on December 14th. And so that one is going to be taped and that's going to be on a streaming platform. So people can go to your show, but also this is going to appear on a streaming platform soon.
Yeah, and that's why I'm doing these other shows before I do this, because I got to be at my best because we're filming.
Well, and it's look, we won the tickets on our show this week, Mike. They've loved it. We're giving away a pair of tickets right after we're done talking here. We're going to give away people to stay over at the Hard Rock the night you're going to do your show. So it's really exciting stuff. So when you're thinking about telling your story, which is the fight that is the one that like gets you the most excited to talk about? Of all your fights, which is the one like you love talking
That's
about?
That's a good question.
Wow, I never thought about that. And the Holyfield one is good too, because Holyfield, listen, he's a good guy. He had the open spirit. He could take jokes and everything. He's just the best. Yeah, me, I'm talking about Holyfield is the best. I like Tito. Well, of course, I beat him too, so I have to talk about it.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, it did. Well, it's good he could take a joke about it. Now,
he's the best, man. He's the best.
Yeah, you guys still see each other? Keep in touch?
Every time we see each other, yeah, I'm pretty much in touch with him. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I get in touch with him.
Mike, what was it like? What was it like back during the days where you're the champ and you're fighting other big fights? What was it like back then? Because the boxing has changed, right? It's not the same as it used to be. What was it like in its heyday when you were doing your thing?
It was just everybody was fighting everybody. Everybody was coming to the fight. It wasn't nobody that you didn't see. Everybody wanted to come to fight because, believe it or not, everybody was put on television. You're an actor, you're a writer. People come to the fight, boom, you're put on television. And more than anything, we don't tell anybody, but like that camera right there is a narcotic. It's a drug. Once you see yourself on it, you want to constantly see yourself on it looking better and better and better. And that's the drug that we get addicted to.
Yeah, well, we do, and we get addicted to great performers, and you are one, were one, you're going to be one in this Hard Rock thing. Mike, we appreciate you joining us here. Return of the Mic, exclusively to 4 Hard Rock Live venues, and of course, the one here in Atlantic City. We're excited to give away tickets. This Hard Rock.
Oh, we got some good stuff coming. We got some good stuff. There's going to be some good stuff.
Going to be awesome. Mike, we appreciate you being with us here, and good luck with the tour, and listen, we're excited for this Floyd Mayweather fight. We're excited to watch that one coming up in 2026.
And me too, I'm very excited too, since he's talking so f***ing. This guy's talking. You gotta wait and hear this stuff, man. This guy's God, I think he liked me.
You find out he doesn't sometimes.
Yeah, you find. Hey, you'd be surprised, right?
We're rooting for you, Mike. We appreciate your time. Take care. All right. Mike Tyson.
And there he was, Mike Tyson, on with us there, Hugh. That it was great to talk to him.
He's always a fun time, man. Yeah. I like how he didn't have no clue of what I was talking about.
He didn't remember you at all.
Dude, he big timed the hell out of you.
Man, listen. I just was happy that I have the memory.
Yeah.
And I started telling him, so he's like, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it. You didn't see like any bit of recollection in his eyes.
No. But you know, I understand that because I do that all the time, but I'm pretty sure, you know. Mike meets a lot of people, and I was not one of them that he would remember.
I'm sure. One thing that I took away is I'm not surprised, but also surprised that he doesn't like write the material out for his show. And Spike was telling us, because he saw him the first time he did a tour years ago, and Spike said his show was great. Like, he loved it. I'm not surprised because he's a performer, but it's such a different performance.
Well, he's genuine. That's the thing, and you're captivated by the stories he tells because of the life that you know he lived. And so to hear him talk about it, like, you know, there were questions I wanted to ask. I wanted to ask him about what was it like punching Mitch Green in the face?
Yeah, we only had so much time. Yeah, I wish we had longer. Yeah,
But, you know, and we were told it was only certain things you can ask.
Yep.
But stuff like that, man, because Mike was feared.
Oh,
Mike was feared by a lot of people, man. And when you seen Joe, he's not that tall, but he was powerful. You know what I mean? He was phenomenal in his time. No question about it.
He was a transcendent athlete and a transcendent name. You know, Hugh, there are those names in sports where you don't even need both names, right? Jordan, LeBron.
Shaq,
Tiger, right? Tiger Woods and Tyson, right? Like, you just say the name and it's like there's a presence and you know there's all the eyeballs on that guy. He was an incredible fighter, you know, back in obviously his prime, still fighting now and he's going to fight. I loved his rationale for why he's doing the Floyd Mayweather fight. Well, he started talking bleep. I mean, what are you going to do? Got to fight him.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was phenomenal talk. It's like a few people that you get a chance to talk to, man, that when they talk, you just sit back and you just be like, wow. They got some stories to tell.
Yeah, he does, and I'm sure his show is going to be awesome. All right, we will we'll give those tickets away coming up in just a few minutes here. Mike Tyson is back. Return of the Mic, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, AC, January 23rd, 2026. We're looking today for the best answer to who do you want to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas? And we've gotten enormous answers today. I mean, we're talking about Michael Smith, Jim Miller, the gorilla that fought the 100 men in the hypothetical. Mike's cousin, who Hugh had a scuffle with
headbutted one time
back in 2003.
Yeah, headbutted.
I got to say, I heard the story off the air. Oh, yeah. Mike's cousin deserved it.
He deserves it?
Oh,
really?
Wow. Yeah, he had it coming. So that's his fault. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls next segment. It also is a Football Friday, which means we got to guess the takes. Friday. What is everyone saying on Monday before the end of the show? You people and We got to come together with a same game parlay for the Eagles and the Chiefs on Sunday, which is going to be a win. I expect it. Hugh hopes it. Where do you come down? Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Fall's here, people. I don't care what anybody says. And the two things that go on in fall are football and pumpkin spice season. That's right. Hatfield is changing the game with their whole new pumpkin spice bacon. Pumpkin spice thick cut bacon, that is. Warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon. is available for a limited time at your local grocery stores. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We're going to hear that on Sunday. Eagles, Chiefs, 425, America's Game of the Week. And you know who's favored? The Eagles. And they're going to win this football game. I expect them to. Kyle expects a blowout. Hugh's just hoping.
We're going to kill him.
Kill him, Hugh.
Come on, Hugh.
Kyle, so violent for the weekend.
You're the one saying that I was talking about killing folks.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just saying.
Poor choice
of
words.
Just being, yeah,
not a great choice.
We could do better. We're going to go out and we're gonna win the football game.
There you go. I do have
so, very buttoned up.
Gotta be. And I don't sense any confidence out of Hugh Douglas.
I
actually smell fear.
Here we go. No, it's not either of those things, kind sirs. Mm. It's. I'm thinking about the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid in the position that they're in. They're back to the corner. Who is the receiver? The one that got hurt last week, right?
Worthy.
Xavier Worthy. They're trying to get him right so that he can actually play. Like, was he questionable? He's questionable still in this upcoming game. So they're going to probably better living through chemistry in him. And what I mean by that is they'll probably try to, if it's a pain thing, and if it's one of those situations where He won't make it any worse. He might play.
He might. I do wonder with a receiver though, can he lift his arm to make the catch
that's
he
the
normally
thing.
Makes?
That's the thing. Like since we're here, it used to be. I don't know how much that's changed, but you know, there's certain things you can take, man, and make mask all that pain. As long as it's not doing any more damage,
right?
You know, you can get out there and play.
Now, if he plays, and I'm not saying he's not Jamar Chase, but if he plays, that does change the game a little bit, right? Because as of right now, I don't think they have any receivers that really are going to keep me up at night.
They're going to make you nervous.
Yeah, even if they get matched up on Adoree, which, again, I'm sure Andy's going to try to match up whatever his best is on Adoree as much as he can. If Worthy plays, that makes it a challenge because he's good. I mean, he's a guy, and he's got great speed, and he can beat you down the field. I'm not sure if he's going to play. We'll check the injury report today. He does have a pretty big shoulder injury. By the way, speaking of injuries, before we go back to the phones here, Dallas Goedert, not at Eagles practice for the third straight day. I think it's very unlikely Dallas Goedert's practice playing. I mean, three missed practices in a row. when Elliott was on and broke the news a couple days ago, the afternoon show, they kind of surmised a 25% chance he plays. I don't think he's playing this game. So we'll find out with the final injury designations. All right. We'll get to guess the takes here. First, let's get to the phone calls. Self in North Philly is up on WIP. What's up, Self?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Self, what's up?
Hey, listen. I got like three key points real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
First off, remember last year AJ said he didn't feel the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? It didn't really hit him.
Yes.
That's because I feel like he wasn't involved that much. So I guess that's why it didn't really hit him. He didn't really feel like he made that much of an impact towards winning it. But then I fast forward to the first game this season. And after the interview, Jalen was like, you know, Saquon and he are yin and yang. And it was just like, yo, okay, there's definitely an issue because before, like some of the other callers said, AJ and Jalen was like right arm, left arm. You know what I mean? Like they was buddy, close school. Like, but now it's like more of a Saquon-Jalen tandem. You know what I mean? So I definitely think there's a problem, you know, between AJ and Hurts. And four, Elliott lost to Jolly only because even though he said the players shouldn't, you know, accept a loss, no player or no fan should be expecting or accepting a loss before the game even starts. Now, after the game, depending on how they play, then you say, okay, I can accept that loss. I can take that loss. But never before a game.
So, Self, I do agree with that. Here's what I would say. There are circumstances where you kind of know what's about to happen. Like, let's just pretend Jalen couldn't play this week, right? He had a concussion or something. And we had to start Sam Howell. I probably would anticipate and accept a loss, right? To go with Sam Howell into Kansas City, you're probably going to lose. But the Eagles are the healthier team, Self. Like, that's why I can't accept a loss. They're the healthier team in this game.
Yeah, but is the difference between accept the loss and expect the loss. You know what I'm saying? I'll expect the loss with Sam Howell, but I'm still not accepting the loss.
I get it.
The objective is to go in and win the
game. Of course, of course.
Period, no matter who's playing.
No, I agree.
And for the last thing, who I would like to see go in the ring with Hugh, I would like to see Hugh and a speed date in the ring with Jalen Daniels' mom. You know what I mean? I want to see
the speed dating ring.
Speed dating ring.
I want to see if Dodge Block will actually take his shot. You know what I mean?
All right,
yeah,
so.
You know, I got that full court press.
Yeah, I know. We know you do. Did you see? She was on the sideline last night.
Yeah, I did. I did.
DM's.
DM's still dry to the mofo. They still dry. The DM's still dry.
Her son kind of took a butt whooping last night.
They did. She might need to be consoled.
What's the bigger thought after that game last night? Are the Commanders not quite as good, or are the Packers for real, for real?
I don't know if you can say the Packers are for real, but the Commanders might take a step. Young quarterback might take
a step. The Commanders are overrated, just as I thought.
Maybe.
Definitely.
No, maybe. Here's what's standing out. I want to see what happens Sunday when the Lions play the Bears. Mm-hmm. If the Lions, because the Commanders put up 400 yards their first game. If the Lions go out on Sunday and rock the Bears and move the ball like they did last year, then the common denominator is those teams still move the ball, but when they play the Packers, they don't. It's been a pretty impressive start for the Packers.
Well,
so you're trying to say the Packers, you might feel like they're legit.
If they look pretty
well,
good.
You're never as good as bad as you are in the first few weeks of the season.
Yeah, the Saints were 2-0, like 90 total points in the first two weeks.
The Packers have good players.
I know. I understand that. Yeah. But like just –
We see Carr on TV doing television.
Oh, yeah, they got him out of there.
Chilling.
Yeah.
I'm not about to like determine that the Packers are great based on what the Lions do to the Bears this week. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. And it's not about the 2-0. It's like they've been in the playoffs 2 years in a row, and now they look like they've taken a better step.
Even though I did just declare the Commanders overrated.
You did, yeah.
Two weeks.
We pick and choose.
Whatever fits my agenda.
We pick and choose our agendas.
I'm undefeated in debates at WIP.
Well, you can be. That's
I am.
Yeah. Jolly's not.
I've never been wrong.
Yeah.
I ain't said nothing. I ain't opened my mouth. I ain't said a word about nobody.
What do you want to say?
Nothing. I ain't got nothing to say, Joe. I feel like you're being a little hostile.
I haven't stood up yet, but I could.
It does bother Joe.
Because it's nonsense.
No, like, Joe, we sit here every day. This is what gets me. We sit here every day, and people say mean and hurtful things to you every day.
Yeah, but Jolly thinking he's undefeated killed you.
Hold on. The audience, they're allowed to have whatever reaction they want. That's the way this works. Jolly's got to watch himself.
That just blows my mind.
You want to step in the ring for Jolly?
that just blows my mind.
No, I can't. This is why I get annoyed during the debates. He thinks he could just say whatever he wants and no one's going to check him. He gets checked on this show.
Let's go.
I love him, but I got to check him when he's saying nonsense.
I just find that fascinating. Like, out of all the things that we deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah, but I can ignore those. Jolly's right there in front of me claiming he's 7-0. I mean, the guy got rocked in our debate. And I don't even know which ones he won. I guess he won the Spike one just because he got Spike so mad.
But he didn't
bring anything factual to that besides Daryl Morey's a loser.
But here's the thing.
Which is funny.
But here's the
thing.
And
kind of true.
It's not so much that he won. It's just that when somebody says to you that he won, you get triggered.
And you think this is just hilarious.
Because Kyle set that up perfect, though. He did set that up pretty perfect.
Glad it's real funny. Let's go to Anthony Margate. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Anthony?
First time caller, long time listener. I expect the Eagles to win on Sunday, but you and Joe, you both bring up good points, and it's going to have to be an exceptional game plan for the Eagles to win, and they're going to have a good defense to win against Kansas City there in Arrowhead.
Well, they are, and they're going to have to limit mistakes. I mean, you know, turnovers and those kind of things. And Hughes brought up a lot today, penalties and all that stuff. Like that's the kind of stuff the Chiefs rarely beat themselves, especially at home in the regular season. So we got to tighten up, man. Yeah.
It's just the stupid penalties, the undisciplined penalties that hurt them.
Well, and we saw that last week. They had a lot. The first half of that game, they were lucky that Jalen and the offense kept scoring. Because otherwise, their defense had a lot of nonsense penalties to start that game last week. Anthony, what are you thinking here? Who would you like to see in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
You know, last week before the Dallas game, somebody called in and gave you a real ration of nonsense. Herb from the Northeast.
Anthony, that's a big answer, man.
Want to play with me?
Herb did give you a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, but Herb ain't got no legs though, so that would not be.
He works
fair.
The upper body.
Keep your mouth down and shut, boy. Like the WWE.
Anthony, it's a great answer. You're in the mix of the Tyson.
Herb in a while.
Get your head out of your ass.
Yeah, I mean, Herb.
I'm telling you, Herb's got a shot to be the winning answer here. After what happened last week,
we like to bring up the past, huh? It was like a couple weeks ago.
You were bringing up a debate I had with Jolly 2 Junes ago. Bringing up the past.
I brought up your current pain when they say he beat you. That bothers you.
Well, it's all a part of the resume. If you're 0-2 versus Jolly, then.
We can tell lies.
I don't do that. I just think it's kind of.
Yep. It's fascinating.
He gets under your skin like
no,
that.
No, he's not under my skin. You guys are under my skin. It's not him. He's gone. I'm good with Jolly. I said bye to him. We're great.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Jolly's a showman. He's wrong, but he's a showman.
Does he know that he's a showman?
I'm not sure.
He's a sage.
Donald and Chester's up. What's up, Donald?
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Donald, what's up?
What's going on?
I don't know. I seen a clipping of AJ talking about that they had rolled the coverage over there to him. So and he didn't seem like he was upset about not getting the ball.
So he didn't, Donald. And I thought after the game he said the right things. What struck me this week is, we could play it again, Donald, for everyone who missed it earlier. So Sirianni said something complimentary to him and to Devontae and to Goddard. Like, hey, week to week, it's not about how many catches you get. It's about the other stuff you do to help us win. And you're all part of this. And then when AJ was asked about that, listen to what AJ said when he was asked about the compliment he got, even though we didn't get the ball much.
Oh, I didn't like it. I mean, it's cool to make an example out of it, but I'm not in it for participation trophies. I'm cool on that.
It doesn't sound like he's in it for participation trophies, Donald.
So crazy.
It
doesn't
sound like he was that cool either.
Well, I guess he just, I mean, in my opinion, I guess he's just not used to
I guess he's just not used to winning yet. I mean, that would be my opinion.
You know, that makes so much sense, actually.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like it just means like, just sounds like, because I mean, like the team is built for what Sirianni said. It is. I mean, it's a good thing we're not going to go up against, you know, a secondary like the Cowboys had. I have to give them their props. Bland and Trayvon are good. Mm-hmm. You know, so somebody else had to come through. So when it was Hurts. So, I mean, I don't agree with that with AJ.
Well, I don't know exactly where his motivation is coming from, but I can guess this. Part of it is getting the football. I mean, like, he needs the ball to feel like he's participating. So I want to get it to him this week. So he's rowing in the same direction as everybody else. Donald, what do you got for us? Who do you want to see get in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
You know who I was thinking to see? I would love to see Chuck from Mount Airy get the ring.
I believe Chuck actually boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. Me and Chuck don't have beef.
No, this is the exhibition.
Not currently.
Yeah.
You say not currently.
Well, you heard Iron Mike. He didn't have any beef with Floyd Mayweather. And then you know what happened. Donald, we appreciate it. All right, so Chuck from Mount Airy submitted there. Can I point one thing out about A.J. Brown?
But yeah, what's
that? So, Donald said he's not used to winning. He's never lost. So the Eagles are obviously better than the Titans, right? We all know this.
Yeah.
But when he was in Tennessee, they weren't bad. I mean, he's... I don't believe A.J. Brown has ever had a losing season in his career. His rookie year, they went 9-7 in Tennessee. Then 11-5. Then 12-5. Then he got traded here, and the Eagles, where they going? 14-3 and got to the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Then 11-6. Then 14-3 and won a Super Bowl. He's literally never had a losing season. I don't know what that means. He doesn't know what it means to win. All he does is win.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's super competitive.
I think you're right.
I think he's an anomaly. And I think that when you listen to him speak, I think, and it's going to be hard for people to do, just try to you know, figure out what he's actually trying to say. Because it's easy. It's easy to hear what he says and compartmentalize that and say, oh, well, he's being a malcontent. I think that, you know, he does what, like, I've never heard of coaches say, and even Nick said, he did other stuff to help them win. He just said, that's not what I'm trying to do. But it's like he did it, but that's not what he's trying to do. Like, let me put it in perspective for you. I didn't like to play the run when I played. But I had to in order to play the pass.
Right. You wouldn't have been on the field if you didn't.
And, you know, I remember telling a story where Trot, we used to say that. I used to tell Trot, forget you. I didn't say forget you. I told him, F you. I'm not trying to do that. And him talking to me and say, hey, man, if you do this, this, and this, then you will be in a better position to do that. So it's to me, I listen to it and I kind of hear the same thing because that's what it is. I didn't like doing that, but that's a part of it, you know, and I want the other half. That's just like me going into a game and playing a run and the quarterback don't throw it. Now I'm feeling some kind of way because I'm like, dad, why you know what I mean? So I kind of get where he's coming from.
I do too. This is where Sirianni has to play psychologist sense, right? Like, we all say, do what it takes to win the game on Sunday. I want that,
and
too.
And he did that.
And they did. But at some point, do you have to kind of throw him a bone?
I want to be rewarded.
Yeah, right. So, just so you keep him engaged. So as the season goes on.
That's a good word to use, Joe, because that's what we're talking about. Because as a football team, you know, you always hear the same cliches. There's no I in team. And, you know, your chain is only strong as the weakest link and all that good stuff. There are going to be weeks where it's like that, and you have to stay locked in. Now, I don't think he's not locked in, but he probably would like to be involved in the game plan. But I don't think that you get him involved so much in the game plan that it's a detriment to the team as a whole.
Yeah, it's a tough balance, and especially for Petullo. I mean, the guy just started. I mean, he just started calling plays last week, and now he's got this. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on Musk these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, starting just $30 for the first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's grab Chuck, who we just heard his name, and then we got to get to our guest that takes for week number two. Chuck!
Wait a minute, hold up, Chuck. We got beef. We ain't got beef, do we?
Hey, hold up, man. Joe Gilio, what's good, Gilio?
Chuck!
What's up, man?
I ain't got no beef. Listen, that's just, hey, don't be putting me in a ring with Hugh Douglas, man. You know what I mean? That's a different weight class. You hear me? Now, listen, I got the skills to pay the bills, but listen, that's a big old tree you got to chop down. I'm getting too old to be chopping down trees like that. You know what I mean? For real. Like, hey, listen, man. But if you said Spike Eskin in the ring with me, give me two rounds with Spike. I'll kick his ass.
Just two?
Two feels like a lot.
Yeah, it feels like one.
No, just give me two. Yeah, you know I mean, I just want two with him. I want him, you know, first round. I want to soften him up.
Play with their food a little bit.
Brutalize him. You know what I mean? Now, listen, all jokes aside, though, right? You know, this is crazy that, you know, we got people calling up here trying to justify the way, you know, AJ is feeling, you know, they think is wrong. You know, this guy is a wide receiver, and I'm an Eagles fan, and I do think team first, and I'm glad we winning and all that. But I look at it from his point of view, too, man. You know, he has a legacy he got to keep up. You know, you want the guy to be in the Hall of Fame. He wants to probably be in the Hall of Fame. You know, his next contract, all types of things, man. His numbers is dwindling. You know what I mean? And he's doing everything he can to sacrifice himself for the team. I don't mind A.J. Brown feeling the way he feels. Like, seriously, what Sirianni said, also, you know, if you're going to say that, you know, with Sirianni, you know, whatever he says, and he feels like his team first, don't say it out loud, man. You know, knowing this guy didn't have no catches all game long. I wouldn't have said that. You know what I mean? I just think he wasn't right for saying that. We know his team first, but at the end of the day, you got some guys that's supposed to get the ball more than others. A.J. Brown is one of those guys, man. This is starting to turn into the Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley show. And I don't mind it as a fan because we're winning. But at the end of the day, if you get A.J. Brown involved, it makes it a lot easier on those two guys, and the team is much better. But I don't mind A.J. feeling the way he's feeling. When these fans calling up here talking about A.J. shouldn't be feeling the way he's feeling, and as long as the team winning, tell him that when he goes to go try to sign his next contract. Tell him that when he you know, the Hall of Fame is up, you know, and his career ending, and he realized that he spent most of his years here, whereas though they don't throw the ball to him. You know, I feel he's in the right to feel the way he feels about his numbers right now.
I think it's a good point and a fair point to bring up, especially as his career goes on and he's probably thinking about those things. All right, Chuck, who do you want to see get in the ring with you?
Man, look, I tell you, you know, the only person I think I'd like to see get in the ring with Hugh Douglas, and this guy used to play against Hugh, or with Hugh, I'm going to say John Runyon.
Ooh.
I would love to see John Runyon, because I like to see those practices that Hugh and John used to have back in the day at training camp.
See, Trey was my nightmare. Trey. I beat Trey like a drunk. He know that.
Chuck, good stuff, man. We appreciate you. All right, we got a John Runyon submission. All right, let's get to Guess the Takes here for week number two.
It's time to Guess the Takes.
Right, you know what? Why don't we let Hugh Douglas go first? Because he was cooking this up in the lab. This take you're going to hear out there on Monday morning.
Are y'all ready for this?
Yep.
And I just found out that some folks out there stealing my thunder.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because the Jets.
Oh,
The Jets going to beat the Bills this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about Justin Fields as a top 10 quarterback. He's going to be on fire this weekend.
Based on QBR, you're going to rank him?
I feel attacked, but I'm going to let that one go.
I forgot about Hugh's bit where he brings out the take that he guessed people are going to be saying Friday.
And he's going to say.
So if Hugh comes on and says Justin Fields is the top 10 quarterback.
It's a good trick.
Then technically, he guessed
I'm just saying.
He did play well in week one.
He played well.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see if he continues.
They're not going to beat the Bills, but okay.
They're going to beat the Bills this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Guy was basically parading around in his old Jets jersey around here. We were like, calm down, man. All right, I like that
J-E-T-S.
Oh, gross.
They win this weekend.
You and Fireman Ed. That's enough.
That's about
okay.
It.
All right, here's mine. You're going to hear after Sunday, when the Bears look like crap again and Caleb Williams is not playing well, that he's not going to last the season. Ben Johnson did not draft this guy, and they re-signed their backup quarterback during the preseason. That was weird. I think Caleb Williams is going to get benched at some point this season. He's not Ben Johnson's guy. You're going to hear that take after they lose on Sunday in Detroit.
Who was it? I'm not a big fan of Danny Cannell, but it was funny. He said something where, I guess, when Caleb came out there, he had on a T-shirt underneath his shoulder pads.
Like a long gray t-shirt, yeah.
He said once he saw that he knew that they were going to lose.
There was no swagger to that look. None at all. All right, Kyle, what do you got? Guess the take for week number two.
Yeah, we counted out Aaron Rodgers too early.
Oh, boy.
He's got another year left in him, and by the end of the season, MVP conversation.
Which would be five for him?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of MVPs. All right, that's... Not rooting for that one because
what are you groaning about over there? You said the Jets are going to beat the Bills.
No, I didn't say anything, Kyle. I mean,
hold on, Aaron Rodgers
being a little hostile.
Okay,
you being a little hostile.
Oh, did you watch the Steelers Jets game?
It was a shootout. Two top 10 quarterbacks.
Yeah,
that's what you saw.
That's what I saw.
MVP and another top 10.
You guys are nuts. All right, on the other side, we'll get to you people. I will put together a same game parlay for the Eagles and the Chiefs plus. Our winner for today, the best answer we got, wins those tickets to the Tyson Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, it is that time to see what you people are up to today watching us on YouTube. I'm sure they had a lot to say with a lively show, including Debate Day and Iron Mike.
Yes. Heads up, traffic on I-95 this morning.
Thank you.
Just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, I guess there's people doing people a service in the
YouTube chat. The place to put that?
I mean, we
well,
are.
I would hope people aren't on YouTube driving.
Well, okay, like before they leave, they're on YouTube. Yeah. All right.
It was a PSA.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know what I'm going to tell you. I hate you guys.
You do not. Don't lie. Don't lie.
Then why are you here?
Why are you watching?
Why are you here?
The Chiefs were never a dynasty.
What is that even?
So we're just erasing history. It's Hugh's fault?
They've been to five Super Bowls and won three.
I guess it's going to, yeah, I guess that, however you want to spin that.
What's a dynasty?
I don't know. I used to watch Dynasty when I was younger.
Played in eight straight title games?
Yes. Yeah, that's how you live your truth.
Okay.
Yes. Just
if they're not a dynasty, I'm not even sure what a dynasty is. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I used to watch Dynasty.
Then that's a dynasty.
That oh, yeah? Show, by the way. Bring it on, Hugh.
Come on.
It's the weekend.
Come on, big guy. Come on.
Bring it on. What on God's green earth is Hugh Douglas talking about?
Evergreen.
Yeah.
That's always green.
Every single day we feel the same thing.
I've heard enough. Del Rio was right about Hugh.
Yeah, that's right. Wow.
Yeah, you know, Del Rio was a good one. Of all the guesses today, Del Rio was a good one.
Yeah, he's right.
And you didn't like that I said it. You thought I was getting back at you. But he tried to embarrass you on TV.
No, you didn't say that. See, that is true. He said, no, he embarrassed you on TV. You said it was so much venom.
Well, you heard it. I mean, we play it all the time.
I don't know what this means. You can tell he was from Ohio just by looking at him.
I mean, that's a good thing, though.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure.
What does it mean?
I wonder what they look. Because I look good, obviously. That's what he meant. Or she meant.
Sure.
Ohio. OH.
Is that the... I didn't even know there was a connotation of...
That's not what I took out of it.
What is it called? Ohioans?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know there was a connotation about Ohioans, but I also didn't know it was their good look.
What does an Ohio person look like?
Me.
You, I guess. So.
Yeah.
What, is it Ike from Ohio?
Ike's from Ohio, yeah. Kyle Schwarble?
I don't know if there's a common thread that three of you
there's
have.
There's not one single...
No,
that's how we do.
Athletes, I mean, you guys were athletes. Right.
Yeah,
I mean, you can tell. A few things that people want to see Hugh step in the ring against, even though I think we all know the victors and all these. Hugh Douglas versus a head of hair.
I like that one. That hurt, though. That hurt a little bit, but I like that one.
Hugh versus spending money.
I like that one, too.
Two L's right there.
Yep. Hugh versus his own attention span.
That's a good one. That one right there, I lose that one.
That's a first round knockout.
Yeah.
Versus Father Time, undefeated, by the way.
They came with it today.
And Hugh versus the English language.
Yeah, that one. They can't. I can't deny all of those.
On their game today.
Hey, listen, all of those are on brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of those are on brand.
A couple more here. Wow, clock is really ticking on Hugh, huh?
They mean for the segment or for good?
I don't know, man.
I can't even be mad at those.
And then one more. And my favorite are the people who like come on here and it feels like they have like it's the first time they're ever seeing Hugh. That's actually Hugh Douglas. Interesting.
That sounds like somebody's girlfriend.
Uh-oh. And Hugh fires back at you people.
Ba-dow, ba-dow, ba-dow. You know, I can't let... It was too many of them. It was too many that got me with some good ones today. I got to fire back at least one.
I love the dot, dot, dot. Interesting.
I got to fire back at least one. Y'all did pretty good today.
Yeah, they brought
was pretty
they
good.
Brought
today was pretty good. Today was good.
The clock is really ticking on you, huh?
That's you? Interesting.
Hey, it won't be long now.
Every time these jokes happen, I remind myself, you are 54, not 84.
But let them tell it. I'm 102.
Somebody said the lower room.
That was a low blow yesterday.
That was messed up.
I tell you what, you got to love you people, though, man. Today was a good day.
Yes.
Because they brought it today. You guys brought it today. Salute. Salute.
All right, before we put together a parlay here, we got to pick a winner for this. Mm. Hugh, I mean, there's a lot of good ones. I mean, McGregor, the Gorilla, Jim Miller.
Michael Smith.
Michael.
The Gorilla. We all knew who the Gorilla was.
It's Michael Smith, isn't it? Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, it's one of those. You know, we always talk about a pet bull in the room and we don't know what's going to happen.
That's you.
Yeah. I like to think that I would, you know, I have grown since then, but no, I'll probably hit him.
Well, don't. Yeah, I don't think you really have. He'd be in big, big trouble. All right, Ava has something to tell us quickly, and then we're going to put together our same game parlay. Ava, what's up?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kyle, but I want to let people know there's a place to party this weekend
party!
To watch the game. I'll be hosting an Eagles away game watch party from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. at the Irish Horn in Richboro, PA. That's this Sunday from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. And guess what? I got giveaways. I have tickets. That's right. Eagles tickets to give away. All thanks to Bud Light. So come hang out with me for an Eagles watch party this Sunday at the Irish Horn in Richboro.
Great stuff. I've been there. It is a cool place.
It's a great place.
Yeah, I know that place well. It's a very fun place to watch the game.
Yeah, the guy, Ed, who runs it, is awesome. Great guy.
Go hang out with Ava at the Irish Horn in Richboro. All right. Before we go, it's a Friday. It's a football Friday. You know what that means, Hugh? We got to put together a same game parlay for the Eagles and the Chiefs on Sunday afternoon. All right, how about we start here? Can we just do a simple one? Just run, do it every week until it fails. We all like a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown?
Yeah, I mean, we might as well do it every week anyway.
Yeah.
Even when it does fit.
Yeah, because he'll just get it the next week. All right. Leg number one, Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. All right, Hugh. Doesn't it feel like Spagnuolo's going to occupy the same kind of game plan where
probably.
He's going to try shut down Saquon, and that means there will be opportunities for Jalen to throw the football. What do we think? Over 208.5 passing yards.
That's it. 208?
208. That's not that big of a number.
Yeah, I like that.
I'd like to think we go over. What did he throw in the Super Bowl?
232 or 225.
Huh.
And he ran for like 70.
And that was, and the game was mostly out of reach.
Right. They could have thrown for more if they needed to. All right. So let's go over Hurts, 208.5.
So Saquon under rushing then.
That would feel like it would correlate. Now, it's 87.5 is the number.
Hmm.
I think he's going to do better than last week. What did he have, 60 last week?
Yeah.
But 87.
Yeah.
All right.
The Chiefs did a really good job against the Super Bowl.
All right. All right. I'm in. Saquon under 87.5. Hurts over 208.5 yards passing. Hurts touchdown. Who's scoring for the Chiefs? Pacheco?
Yeah, sure.
I think so. That sounds about right. Because they're going to probably lean on him because he's probably their biggest asset as far as, available assets, I should say. Yeah. So, yeah. I would say that, yeah.
And Andy likes to run the football within the five. They don't really throw it much around down there, especially with the receivers out. All right, let's go with the Pacheco touchdown.
Come on, Hugh. Money line.
Eagles money line. Come on.
Oh, you know I'm not going against the Birds.
Good. Good.
We're going to win this game.
Guarantee it.
Can't do that. But I feel strongly about the game. I just said I can't go from hoping and then say, hey.
I know, you're right. Yeah, you can't.
That sounds great. That sounds like some stuff Spike would do.
Wow. Why are you throwing Spike out on the bus?
No, because I saw it. Just
okay,
saw
just
Spike.
Listening.
Just saw it.
All right, the five-leg parlay. Hurts over passing yards. Hurts anytime touchdown score. Pacheco anytime touchdown score. Saquon Barkley under 87.5 yards. The Eagles on the money line to win the football game. I like it. There's our five-leg parlay. By the way, that's a 30 plus 31.88. That's almost 32-1. That's as big of a parlay as we've given out in a long time on the show. Ride with us. Good luck with us. FanDuel Sportsbook is where we put that one together. All right, that is enough for us for today. Phillies and Royals this weekend. Outside shot, we get a clinch this weekend, but probably next week. And, of course, the Eagles on Sunday. We got the pregame. Hugh, countdown to kickoff. 1 o'clock, we'll talk to you guys.
1 o'clock.
On Sunday, along with Dave Spadaro. Then Elliot joins us after that. You guys have a great weekend. Enjoy your day. And Colin from Limerick, you were the winner today with the answer of Michael Smith for the Tyson tickets. Monday, we'll tell you who won the overnight stay. Have a great weekend. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this.
Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.